This is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. And we're talking about the glory of the Lord because recently the Lord has told me He wants me to go back to that. And in going back to that, when it came so vivid in my life, was when I worked for Kenneth E. Hagin and the Lord told him it would behoove him to look up every scripture on the glory of the Lord. And he started preaching about it. And how the glory of the Lord was often seen as a cloud, a bright cloud. In the Bible, when it speaks of it as being seen. They saw it. It appeared. They saw the fire. They saw the glory. They saw the shining. They saw the smoke. And so Brother Hagin, then we told yesterday about how he saw something in 2 Chronicles 5, verse 13, when they brought in the... when they brought in the Ark of the Covenant to its resting place in the temple, it says in 2 Chronicles 5 that all the priests were there. It was the Feast of Tabernacles. All the people of Israel were there, millions of them. But the priests were all dressed in white. And it says in verse 11, "And it came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place, for all the priests that were present were sanctified and did not then wait by course." There were 24 courses and more than 4,000 priests and Levites. Also the Levites, which were the singers, all of them of Asaph, Heman, and Jeduthun, with their sons and their brethren, being arrayed in white linen, having cymbals and psalteries and harps, stood at the east end of the altar, and with them 120 priests sounding with shofars. It came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, For He is good, for His mercy endured forever, that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. Now, yesterday I shared with you that after Brother Hagin saw this in the scriptures, he knew that was a key. He knew unity was a key. Of course, we know that from the Lord's Prayer, His very own prayer in John 17, where He said, Lord, make them as one as we are one, so that the world can see Your glory. So there is a oneness and a unity that has to do with the church being filled with the presence and the glory of God. So Brother Hagin and I shared yesterday would always have the people in his nighttime services, in his services that are going to go more with the Spirit rather than just a teaching service. He would always have the people say, Hallelujah, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. And so I was teaching on that. And as I told you yesterday, and you can go back and listen to it and get a further detail, at the Inside Out conference, and I had learned in Israel the exact words they said. Now, I don't know for sure the tune, but I know that they did it antiphonally. I know that they would have chanted it, and I know that it would have been a song, and I know that it would be something like, Hallelujah, Ki Tov, Ki Leolam Chasdo. And so there would have been the voice that sang it, the lead voice, and then there would have been the others that followed. Well, I was teaching on this just this past Friday. And for me, that's going to be what, about Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, about 6 days ago. And it was a 9:30 in the morning service. And I had the people to stand and sing that with me. I encouraged them to be in unity. And I noticed that as they sang it, they really were making one sound. They were really good at it. And it seemed to me like they all know how to do this. They all know the words. They know the Hebrew words. And then at the end of it, I went on with my teaching. But I told yesterday how that the door to my left, and what it was, they had rented a room, and you know, it has those doors, retractable doors, and so they had closed the auditorium off on one side, and they had their intercessors, praying people, interceding for the meeting, three or four women over there beyond that door. And whenever we finished, it was kind of muffled because it came through a door, it came through a wall. I heard this male voice, very strong, beautiful male voice, continuing singing. And then it seemed like others were singing with him. And I thought, oh, they've rented that room next door to another church group, and they're singing with us. And so I just, and they went on singing. I thought, well, they didn't stop. But I had a lot of other points I wanted to get in. So I started speaking over that. Now, Jared was telling me between how you all were going on, you and your mother and your sister. I don't know if you can't see his expressions, but how they reacted to it. I want you to tell that a little bit more in detail.
Well, yeah. I mean, this isn't the first, you know, we've been raised in going to services, and we know sometimes there's people will be saying things or still singing, and Mimi's trying to speak over, and you know, you just pay attention to Mimi and you let that die down or whatever that interruption was. But this one, it was different to the extent of when Mimi was talking and that voice was singing, Hannah kind of leans over and like looks at me with her like expression on her face. If you know Hannah, she's like, you can read her. She's like,
we call it the Hannah look.
She's like, in her eyes, like I could see like, what is that? And then Mom looked at me. And so the whole time we're like telecommunicating through our faces at each other. Like, well, I'm looking at Hannah. I'm looking at Kylie. You know, it was like, we did that. It was, and again, like I said, that singing, that line, it was not once, it wasn't twice. It was at least 3 to 4 times for at least 5 minutes. We heard it with our ears.
And people heard it with their natural ears. You said earlier, Mimi, it wasn't like somebody had to be in the spirit to hear it.
Yeah, it wasn't like in our spirit. It was like my ears.
Yeah, that's right. And I read to you yesterday that email that we got from Donna Bowden. I'll read it again today to you. She was in the meeting, but she had slipped out, you know, and didn't talk to anybody after the meeting. She didn't know anybody else heard it. But she sent an email to Brenda. I'm wondering, did anyone mention to you hearing the song sung that your mom led of Hallelujah, Ki Tov, Ki Le'olam Hasdo? After she finished and went on with her teaching, I heard low male voices for just a few minutes. I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 minutes. Enough that they sang it through several times. It was muted in the background, almost like they wanted the song to go on and on. Then they stopped. I know you hear and see angels, so I wondered if maybe you heard it too, or someone else. I thought at first I imagined it, but then when it stopped, I realized I'd actually been hearing it. It was beautiful. So then I went on home, and I talked to some people, went out to lunch with some people. They heard it. And Melissa, Pastor Melissa, when she came back, and you had a meeting at 2:30, was it?
Yes, yes.
And she stood up, and what'd she do? Did she?
She said, she kind of expounded how we're saying, you know, we were singing, and then by that time she kind of figured out it was an angel.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, who all heard it? And I would say
she
most.
She said 40 people.
Yeah, I would say most of them.
Yeah, maybe more than, because they had about 150, I think, there. But she said a large group said that they actually heard it. Now, what happened in the meeting that afternoon?
Oh, that meeting, the Lord put on.
Who was the pastor, the minister?
Yeah, evangelist Josh Radford.
Mm-hmm. And who is he?
He was under the ministry of Rodney Howard Brown, and you know, mentored under Papa Ron Smith, and so the Lord put on his heart to expound off the glory, and it was manifest. You know, there are a lot of other things, but one part was significant. He had about 10 or 15 people come up for any hearing disabilities.
They said there were 17.
And I'm talking not just my ear hurts. I'm talking mm-hmm. people who had hearing aids, like deaf, mute, mm-hmm. and they're completely healed, mm-hmm. pulling out their hearing
17
aids.
17 people.
Confirmation, healed right then. Healed right there when they were laying hands right after.
And you know, the Word of God says in the book of Acts that they preached the Word, and the Lord worked with them, confirming the Word with signs following. And so he confirmed that his glory was present. His presence was there by bringing forth healings. Now, that was a wonderful thing. And that was quite a supernatural thing. Now, Brother Hagin, in all of his teachings on the subject, he always taught us that the day's coming now. And I'm going to read you a prophecy. I don't know the date of this prophecy. It's Kenneth E. Hagin's prophecy. The end of the age. The end of the age is coming upon this generation. The powers of darkness, the forces of evil, are rampant as never before, and they will be increased in intensity and velocity, and even many Christians will see and look upon these things and say, oh, there's no use. Throw up their hands in futility and say, well, I guess it's all over. We'll just have to hold on and pray for Jesus to come shortly, because the devil's about to take over everything. But thus saith the Lord, in this day I am searching the body of Christ to enlist soldiers. I'll raise up a new band. I'll raise up a new army who will know how to pray against the powers of darkness, and the light will dispel the darkness, and the truth will set men free, and prayer will break the bonds that bind men's minds and spirits and bodies. Yea, there are those who will learn to take their place hurriedly. This must be that they quickly learn to stand against the forces of evil that will try to come against the land, that will come against the church, that will come against the home, that would try and disrupt and destroy all that is good and all that God has endorsed. But the hand of the Lord is upon those who will listen, and at the urging of the Lord, in the spirit of those who are attentive, the Spirit will help you to pray. Do not try to do it by yourself. Though there must be labor on your part, yet at the same time rest in Him. Let the Spirit flow through you like a river, like a mighty wave. Let it flow through you. Give vent to those innermost groanings. Let them escape your lips. Take the time to get alone and wait. Just ahead in the realm of the Spirit, there are some great and glorious and marvelous things. In fact, all of those adjectives do not nearly describe. They do not even begin. That's just the tip of what is about to take place. But that cannot take place without you as an individual taking your place in the arena in the realm of prayer. And without a good part of the body of believers, all will not necessarily do it, but there will be many that will be faithful. Some will not be faithful, but without a good part of the body of believers taking their part and place in prayer. For you see, at this time, God has great things, marvelous things, wonderful things, things that will happen in the spirit realm, that will be manifest in the seen realm, things beyond the comprehension of most who stand here. And so that's what we had last Friday morning. We had something that here in this prophecy, it says things are going to happen from that realm of the spirit. And from that realm of the spirit, we actually heard from that spirit world, we heard an angel or angels singing. And this was directly connected to when they sang, Hallelujah, Ki Tov, Ki Leolam Chasdo, and the glory filled the place. Now, we're expecting the glory of the Lord. We're expecting more revelation about it. We're expecting more revelation about the entire book of Revelation as we begin our Book of Revelation school in Branson at the Oak Ridge Boys Theater, Highway 248, first session, 10 o'clock, Saturday morning. That's this coming up Saturday morning, August 3rd. It will continue through the 7th. So call us at 1-800-972-3447 to get details and to let us know. Say, I'm coming. Shalom.